かしの機会を与えてくださって感謝します。今日はマルコ4章35節41節から神様のビジョンを追い求めるためにということについて私の経験も含めてお話ししたいと思います。
May all glory and praise be given to GodI want to say thank you for the gift of this time to share a testimony and to serve you in this way. Using the gospel lection from Mark chapter 4 verses 35 to 41, I'd like to share this testimony focused on seeking God's vision, including experiences from my own faith journey.
マルコの4章では、イエス様が一節からおびただしい数の群衆を相手に、例えによって御言葉の解き明かしをされます。そして、夕方になって移動されようと35節で弟子たちにさあ向こう岸へ渡ろうと言われました。
Even from the beginning of chapter 4 of Mark's gospel, we can see that Jesus is teaching the word of God to the crowds through the use of parables. In the evening, after a day full of teaching the crowds, we see in verse 35 that Jesus says to his disciples, Let's go across the lake to the other shore.
37節では激しい突風が起こって船は波をかぶって水でいっぱいになったとあります。しかしイエス様は全く気にせず枕をして眠っておられました。弟子たちは必死にイエス様を起こして私たちが溺れて死にそうでも何とも思われないのですかと言いました。
Then in verse 37 it says that a great storm brews with overpowering winds and waves that crashed and spilled by theand spilled over into the boat, filling it with water. Interestingly, Jesus is seemingly totally undisturbed by the chaos, because in verse 38 it says that he was sound asleep on a cushion. His disciples, by the way, many of whom are fishermen and must have been used to lakes and storms, were obviously in a panic, waking Jesus and exclaiming, Don't you care we're going to die?
ちょっと想像してみてください。船に水が入ってくるほどひどい突風で弟子たちはきっと水を船の外に出したり舵を切ったりパニックになっていたと思います。そんな中イエス様を見ると寝てるんです。カオスですね。
Try to imagine that moment in time. The boat is filling with water faster than the disciples can empty it, and they are struggling to even navigate the boat in the storm. It's utter chaos and panic. And then you look at Jesus, and he's just there.Snoring away like nothing is happening.
では、イエス様が同じ船に乗っていて、その船が沈んでしまうことがあるのでしょうか？ないですよね。
But let's take a step back and be honest. Do you really think that the boat that Jesus is in will sink and that that would be the untimely end for him and everyone else? Not likely, right?
弟子たちはどうしてイエス様が向こう岸へ行こうとしていたのか分かりませんでした。そして周りの状況を見て恐怖を感じていました。
The disciples didn't know Jesus wanted to go across the lake and what he was planning to do or what would happen next. Their focus was not on his purpose. Rather, they were consumed with fear because they were only looking on the current situation that they were in.
イエス様は起き上がって風を叱りつけ湖に黙れ沈まれと言われると風は止み大なぎになりました。
Jesus wakes, stops the wind and says to the lake, Be quiet and calm down. And immediately the chaos comes to a screeching halt.
イエス様は向こう岸へ渡ろうと言われました。次の地での目的があったからです。ヨハネ5章19節でイエス様は子は父がしておられることを見て行う以外には自分からは何事も行うことができません。30節では私自身の望むことを求めず私を使わした方の御心を求めると言っています。イエス様はこの地に天のお父さんの御心を行うために来られました。
Jesus says let's cross the lake to the opposite shore because he had a clear idea of a specific purposeand of God's plan for what was going to happen next. Jesus says of himself in the Gospel of John in chapter 5, verse 19, the truth is that the Son does nothing on his own. All of these actions are led by the Father. The Son watches the Father closely and then mimics the work of the Father. Later in that same passage in verse 30, Jesus says, I have not ever acted and will not ever in the future act on my own. I listen to the directions of the one who sent me and act on these divine instructions. For this reason, my judgment is always fair and never self-serving. I've committed to pursuing God's agenda and not my own. Jesus is confident and clear that his purpose of being here is to do the will and enact the vision of his heavenly Father, God.
では、神様のビジョンとは何でしょうか?
So then what is God's vision?
それは御心が天でなされているようにこの地でも行われていくこと、この地で神の国が拡大していくことです。
It's that God's will be done here on earth, just as it is in heaven. It's to see the inbreaking kingdom of God grow and come to completion.
マルコ5章で、イエスさまは汚れた霊に疲れた人に会います。悪霊を追い出して後、19節で、お供をしたいというその人に対して、あなたの家、あなたの家族に、主があなたにどんなに大きなことをしてくださったか、どんなに憐れんでくださったかを知らせなさいと言い、
In the passage right after today's lecture in Mark chapter 5, Jesus encounters a demon-possessed man who is tortured by a legion of evil spirits. After healing him by casting them out, in verse 19, Jesus responds to this man who wants to go with them, saying, "Stay here. I want you to go back home to your family and to your own people and let them see what the Lord has done. How he has had mercy on you." And we can see in verse 20 that indeed God's kingdom expands as the man does just as Jesus has asked him.
イエス様は神様のビジョンに集中していました。嵐が起こることは許しているが、嵐で死ぬことはないことが分かっていました。だからこそ4章40節でどうしてそんなに怖がるのですと言われたのだと思います。
Jesus was wholeheartedly concentrated on God's vision. God allowed the storm to come, but Jesus knew that it was for a specific purpose and that God wouldn't allow it to end in death. That's why I think he challenges his disciples in verse 40 by saying, "How can you be so afraid? After all you've seen, where is your faith?"
では、私たちは何を見ているでしょうか?何に集中しているでしょうか?
So how about us? Where are we looking? And where are we concentrating? What are we seeking and focusing upon?
私自身を振り返ると、水戸に配属されてしばらくの間、仕事に疲れて日曜日礼拝を守れなかった時期が、嵐に目を留め、神様のビジョンから離れてしまった時期でした。仕事のこと、将来のこと、そういった不安を自分の努力で解決しようという頑張ってしまう癖が出ていました。 そうしているうちにコロナ禍で礼拝は完全にオンラインになり、病院を訪問する仕事もストップして、ほとんど家から出ない数ヶ月を過ごすことになりました。
If I reflect back on my own faith journey, when my job assignment moved me to Mito, I remember being so tired from work, and often I skipped gathering with the church family here to worship God together. For me, that was a time when I could say that I was more focused on the storm than that was surrounding me, rather than what was on the other shore. I was focused more on my daily circumstances rather than on God's vision. I was trying hard to solve my anxieties about my work, my future, and my life all by myself. Right in the midst of that, the COVID-19 pandemic brought our worship here, gathered physically in one place, to a complete halt, moving solely online for a time. And my work, which usually was mainly visiting hospitals, was also completely stopped. So I found myself alone in my apartment with nowhere to go for several months.
小さい頃から教会に通ってメッセージを聞いているので、生き方を通して主の栄光を表すという使命があること、また自分の感情による熱心さは続かないこと、
Having grown up in a Christian family and being raised in the church, not only have I been taught that our call is to show the glory of God through the way we live, but also the importance of daily reading and meditating on scripture and spending time in prayer, because it's impossible to accomplish or to sustain that by the passion of our own emotion. But in a tangible way, I really experienced the difficulty of that fact and its impossibility when I was by myself in the midst of the storm.
私は信仰が落ちていると神の家族に助けを求めました。すると主が素晴らしい助けを送ってくれて、少し状況が落ち着いていた時期にシャラム教会時代の友達が励ましに遊びに来てくれました。そして一緒に水戸の教会に、教会の礼拝に参加してくれました。そこでも水戸の神の家族が温かく迎え入れてくれて、また教会につながることができました。
When I admitted that my faith was weak and that I was struggling and sought help from God's people, God blessed me by making it possible for one of my closest friends from my previous church family at the Shalom Church in Tokyo to come and visit and encourage me. She came with me to worship with the church family here in Mito, and the Mito church family so warmly welcomed and received us both that I was finally able to connect again with the people of God and together with everyone here in God's purposes and plan.
神様のビジョンに向かい力強く進むために、神の家族との関係はとても大切だと思います。
One of the greatest lessons that I have learned in my time here in Mito is that in order to really seek and focus on God's vision and confidently live in it, being connected and committed to the church family is incredibly key to its importance.
この度転職することになり、6月いっぱいで水戸を離れ、7月から広島県で働くことになりました。この転職にあたっても仕事的にはステップアップできるけれど、せっかく仲良くなれた水戸の教会を離れるのは寂しいし、神様の主の御心は何だろうかとたくさん悩んで祈りました。その中で主に委ねて面接を受けた結果だと信じ、前に踏み出すという決断をしました。
I will be leaving Mito at the end of this month to move to Hiroshima to take a new job on July 1st. While it's admittedly a step up career wise, I felt deep sadness about leaving this church family that I've come to love and become connected with. And I really had to wrestle in prayer with what God's will and purpose is in all of this. But before taking the interview for this new job, I resolved to completely trust God and let Him guide my life direction, regardless of what the interview outcome would be.
皆様は今どのような状況におられるでしょうか?
So how about all of you? Where do you find yourselves in the boat? And what are you seeking and focusing on?
もしかしたら嵐の中にいるような自分の生活で精一杯で神様のビジョンどころじゃないよという方もいらっしゃるかもしれません。ぜひその気持ちも正直にイエス様に打ち明けてください。そしてできるなら神の家族に話をして祈ってもらってください。
Maybe some of you will feel like you are in the midst of a storm and you're looking more at the wind and the waves that are filling your daily life instead of seeking God's vision for what's beyond this storm. In that caseJust say that to Jesus openly and honestly in prayer. And tell that, confess that to your church family and ask them to pray with you and for you through the storm.
周りの環境や状況ではなく、イエス様にフォーカスするときにこそ、力強く神様のビジョンのために前進できる。そのような経験を通して、ますますイエス様がどれほど私たちを愛しているか、そして私たちが自分の願いではなく主の御心を行うときに、それが実は何よりの喜びであるということを一人一人がますます体験することを願っています。
But it's only when we focus on Jesus and His example rather than our surrounding circumstances and challenges that we can move forward in seeking God's vision and thrive. In fact, it's through the experiences of those storms and choosingTo seek God's vision and purpose, that all of us can really realize and experience just how much Jesus loves us and how much joy it brings us to do the will of our Father God rather than our own. And I hope and pray that you will all experience that more and more in your faith journey.
全ての栄光をイエス様にお返しします。
And so I close by praying that Jesus will receive all glory through today's testimony.